Welcome to Lit Poetry, the podcast where we go on a journey of discovery, reading, analyzing, and discussing great poetry from around the world. Poetry is worth it because the reading and writing of poetry is a revolutionary act that has the potential to transform both the reader and our world.
In the face of adversity, what are we to do? How are we to act? These are the questions facing the poet in today's poem, Invictus, by William Ernest Henley. This poem was of central importance to Nelson Mandela, who was imprisoned in South Africa during the time of apartheid. Mandela would recite this poem to himself while laboring hard each day in the prison's quarry. This poem, for him, was a way of holding onto hope and resisting the oppressive forces that had gathered around him. So let's listen to the poem, shall we? One rich in history indeed.
Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
So let's start by discussing a few things about the historical context. Henley's literary contributions emerged during a period when writers grappled with the challenge of finding personal meaning in a world where the existence of God was uncertain. Following the publication of In Hospital, the collection that features Invictus, Henley went on to establish a long and influential literary career in London. Amongst his close associates in literary circles was Robert Louis Stevenson, whom Henley met while undergoing treatment for tuberculosis of the bone. Having already lost a leg to the disease during childhood, Henley served as the inspiration for Stevenson's character Long John Silver in Treasure Island. The values championed by the literary community influenced by Henley are evident in both Treasure Island and Invictus. These works celebrate life, adventure, and the resilient human spirit, addressing suffering without allowing it to serve as a reason to disengage from life. Henley and his peers positioned themselves against the decadence of other writers. Rather than succumbing to apathy, excess, artificiality, and contemplations of death, Henley and his contemporaries embraced life stoically in the absence of God. While his collection In Hospital includes some early forms of free verse, Henley's poetry is not typically considered formally radical. Instead, his poems played a pivotal role in establishing a new mood and tone for English writing. Invictus, written almost two decades after Charles Darwin's Origin of the Species, reflects the period when science had significantly challenged the foundations of Christianity. Various philosophies emerged as potential replacements, including social Darwinism, aligning with the rise of capitalism and applying evolutionary theory to human beings. Preceding Henley's era, the Romantic era believed that individuals could find meaning in their lives by turning to nature. Henley's poetry, while not subscribing to any specific theory, can be interpreted as an exploration of these questions, seeking to evaluate individual lives without reference to God. Although Invictus alludes to Christianity, science held equal importance in Henley's life. While spending time in the hospital, he insisted on doctors who would perform the latest treatment, preventing the amputation of his remaining leg. This shows Henley's engagement with the major focus of his time, religion, science, and the individual. Welcome back. So at the centre of the poem Invictus is a question about what humans should do in the face of hardship and adversity. Invictus primarily conveys a message of resilience in the face of adversity, highlighting the courage to embrace life and reject despair. The poem not only celebrates the speaker's present bravery, but also serves as a comforting assurance for future challenges, ultimately asserting the limitless strength of the human spirit. The repetitive structure of the poem underscores the recurring nature of adversity and the unwavering nature of inner strength. Each stanza begins with a depiction of hardship and concludes with a reaffirmation of emotional fortitude. For instance, the initial stanza starts with the speaker emerging out of the darkness of suffering and ends with a declaration of the speaker's unconquerable soul. This emphasizes that the speaker's resilience remains untouched by life's difficulties. The following stanza adopts a similar pattern, using physical bludgeoning as a metaphor for life's unpredictable challenges. Despite being bloodied, the speaker confronts these difficulties head-on without yielding. The third and fourth stanzas project into the future, acknowledging potential challenges beyond this place, yet reaffirming the speaker's fearlessness and self-possession as the master of my fate. The poem not only emphasizes personal strength, but also refrains from complaining about life's seemingly relentless adversities. Despite facing numerous challenges, the speaker has not winced or cried aloud. Instead of wallowing in sorrow, the poem communicates the speaker's philosophy to inspire and motivate. This assertiveness is particularly evident in the last two lines, where the speaker assumes the authority of master and captain, evoking military valor associated with the title Invictus, meaning unconquerable. The poem acts as a rallying call, inspiring the speaker rather than lamenting life's difficulties. While the poem proudly addresses past and present trauma and difficulties, it also declares an enduring philosophy of courage for the future. The consistent use of the present tense affirms the vitality and presence of the speaker, who refuses to give up on life. Despite acknowledging the inevitability of future challenges, the poem asserts courage against the menace of the years. In the third stanza, the use of the future tense indicates the speaker's power over the future, stating that the years shall find me unafraid. This singular use of a non-present tense emphasizes that the speaker's strength will not diminish over time. Finally, in the fourth stanza, the poem concludes with the final I am, reinforcing the speaker's unwavering resolve. By repeatedly affirming resilience, the speaker remains unshaken by past and future problems or adversities, recognizing that inner courage serves as a constant fortification against those troubles. So that's it for another episode. We'll be back next week with a poem by E.E. Cummings. We'll finish by listening one last time to the poem. See you next week.
Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
You've been listening to the Lit Poetry Podcast, presented by James Laidler. For more podcasts, poetry videos, and other useful resources, visit our website at www.litpoetry.com. Thanks for listening.